This year, pylons, jetties, and other fixed hazards along the lakefront are now right under the waterline. At times, the lake is about 2 or even 3 feet deeper than years past.
That was WGN News clip there, and it's visible. You don't need to get out your ruler. Drive up Lakeshore Drive, or certainly if you're out on the beach, you're going, lake high? Lake seems high. The lake's high. What's going on with the lake? It seems high.
Well, since they legalized marijuana, Steve, everyone's doing
No, it's not that. Tom Skilling, our friend and the greatest weatherman in the world, not just America, intergalactically the greatest weatherman, from your galaxy to mine, who, by the way, was hysterical on the 25th anniversary special.
Absolutely.
I mean, those other chumps, forget about it, but he was great. Anyway, hi, buddy.
Hello, Steve. How are you? Thanks for that lovely introduction. That was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
The morning show, 25-year anniversary.
I swear to God, I could watch the clip from 2000. I can't believe it was 2008. From 2008, where you tell Pat Tomasulo, do you know who I am? I could have you killed. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's the greatest thing ever.
He came in kind of sheepishly the day before, and he said, hey, I'm doing a bit for the morning show. Would you help me with that or participate in it? And I said, sure. And the next day he comes in with a script, and I read it, and it says, I could have you killed. I said, you want me to say that? That seems pretty raw. Oh, yeah. He says, absolutely. And then he came up with the I'm Tom freaking Skilling, and I hear that everywhere I go now.
It is a great end, Mark DiCarlo. Mark DiCarlo's here as well, Tom, along with G.
Mark,
and Dave and everybody
you?
Else.
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
So there's a great
Very
ending to
well.
This clip.
And hello, Dave.
Hello, Tom.
There's a great ending to this clip where they needed an out for the bit, and they had a Mad Lib a couple things. And it's Tom sitting in the Weather Center, and it's the actual Channel 9 Weather Center. And he grabs the phone. Yeah, hello. Yeah, it's going to rain. What do you want me to do about it? And he slams the phone down. My God, it's good.
I said, how do we close this out? They said, just say something on the phone. So something I always wanted to say, people call up and say, this weather is awful. Why don't you do something about it? And I assure them I can do nothing, but I figured I'd have some fun with that.
Tremendous.
Do those things, and you never realize, you don't know how they're going to hit. But it's amazing. That seemed to capture people's imagination, and I get a kick out of it.
He's killed before. He'll kill again. Our friend
Wouldn't he be the most unlikely mob boss in the city of Chicago?
That's how they hide.
Exactly.
That's how they hide.
In plain sight.
Hello.
When he says it's going to rain, somebody dies.
That's exactly right. All right, so Tom, here's the deal. We drive up Lakeshore Drive. In particular, we can see the change in the lake height. What's going on?
It is stunning. We are only 5 inches below the all-time record high of the lake, and we have records going back to the turn of last century. We're only 5 inches shy of the all-time record high. We've had beaches shrink. We have homes that are threatened in some parts of the lake. As you say, breakwaters and piers are underwater. This has been a terrible thing for mariners and boaters who have crashed into these submerged breakwaters, not realizing they're there. And I'll tell you what is really scary, Steve, is the thought that we're heading into storm season in the autumn and winter, where you get these sustained north to northeast winds down the lake. You superimpose that kind of wind on this sort of lake level, and we'll see some of the things we saw happen back in the mid-80s, where you had water at times splashing up on the Lakeshore Drive, and you had damage to lakeshore infrastructure, everything from breakwaters to piers and so forth. And, of course, anybody who jogs or walks along the lake knows that any time we get one of these full length of the lake, north-northeast winds that pile up the lake water against the shoreline and produce waves, we've lost some of our jogging and biking paths along the lakefront. So it's an extraordinary situation. And, it was brought on by record snows last year all through the upper Midwest, then record rains. We had flooding all the way from the plains into the Midwest this spring and early summer. We had one of the worst planting seasons in memory for our area farmers. So it's no surprise some of that water went from the drainage basins of these lakes into the lakes. And we're running about 12 inches higher now on lake level than we did a year ago.
That's crazy.
And 30 inches, Steve, higher than the average September lake level going back to 1918, 30 inches higher than that.
Now, all that water had to go somewhere, so that is the reason. But is there anything else going on here, Tom, that you can tell me? I just want to get a head start if I have to run.
Well, you know, Steve, we talk about climate change. This flooding, and our residents of the northern counties are again dealing with flood waters that are coming down, and we're worried about the remnants of Imelda that have been absolutely drenching. You know, they've had 35 inches of rain in parts of the Houston area over toward Beaumont, Texas. They have water rescues going on because another one of these slow-moving systems, this one by the name of Imelda, has been raining on them, and the remnants of that system are coming north into our area over the coming weekend, and they'll get together with a system coming in from the west and could unleash some pretty good rains around here. That's not all bad news down in central Illinois, where they have a terrible drought going, even as folks are recovering from flooding up in our northern counties. But, you know, we could have some trouble with rivers that are only starting to fall after the most recent round of rain. And these increasingly frequent extreme rain events are one of the most noticeable aspects of climate change, because a warmer atmosphere holds more water and you get more frequent extreme rain.
So you don't these century, once a century floods that are happening every 5 years or less now.
Yeah.
The Texas panhandle is getting slammed again. And are we, the rain that's coming in here Sunday night, Monday morning, is that still?
Actually, Steve, it'll probably start Saturday night, and we could get some scattered storms ahead of it Saturday itself.
No, so, Tom, I'm going to the ball game on Sunday. Can't you make this rain stop?
I know.
What the hell do you want me to do about it?
I'll get out there and wave my weather wand with the same effectiveness that I normally do. You know, it just doesn't. I found out that nobody listens to anything we humans have to say about the weather. It's going to do what it wants to do.
But we're talking about maybe 3 inches of rain in spots, right?
Yeah, 1 to 3 inches seems a good bet. And that's a lot of water to come down pretty quickly. We've got moisture levels predicted by our computer models in the atmosphere Sunday that'll be about 2 to 3 times the normal levels. So, you know, if you bring any sort of weather system in that can lift that moisture, cool it, and make rain clouds out of it, you can have some trouble with that. So this is something we're going to have to watch kind of closely in the days ahead, but it sure looks like the Saturday night, Sunday into Sunday night period is one to keep a close eye on.
So the big fix here is long-term, folks, and that is, regardless of your level of skepticism in the past, understand that a whole group of scientists didn't get together and say, you know, it'd be fun, let's make up this whole climate change thing. It's actually happening. It's effective right here in Chicago outside
and
your window.
And it shouldn't be politicized. This is
Absolutely not a political thing.
This is a scientific thing.
No, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. It matters if you live on this planet.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. This is not. You know how hard it is to get a scientific theory accepted by a group of scientists who, by their very nature, are skeptics to begin with. And this has been the product of decades of work. And, you know, it's interesting. It was first put forth, the fact that greenhouse gas would warm the atmosphere, back in the 1800s. And this notion that back in the 70s they were predicting ice ages, that was not the general view. That's simply not true. There were a couple of news magazine articles back there that said that the cooling that had gone on from the late 40s to late 70s might reduce crop yields, and also there were some real outliers who said that might be an ice age. The consensus among the scientific community in general was that we were going to warm. And so this is put forth to sideline discussion of climate change and make it sound like climate scientists are wavering in their view on this. They're not. And, you know, this is happening not just in this country. It's going on around the world. Australia right now is in the midst of a record drought. they've got terrible drought conditions there. On the other hand, you hear about flooding going on in other places. And what's really scary is these hurricanes are slowing down and therefore dumping their rains over a given area for longer periods of time. We saw it with Hurricane Harvey 2 years ago in Houston, in North Carolina with Hurricane Florence. And we've sure seen the flooding in our area, too. Ask anybody who lives on a river in this area how often they've had to leave their homes because of rising waters. It's happening more often.
Watch Channel 9 throughout the weekend as the storms roll in for the coverage of this. And Tom will be flown in, shipped in, Amazoned in as needed. Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Steve, nice to talk to you. You take care.
All right, there you go.
See you, guys.
That's a great
Tom Skilling.
There's nobody better, even delivering bad news.